Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Nicole Galinas. She is a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute, a contributing editor to City Journal, the author of After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street in Washington. Nicole, it's manhattan-institute.org and city-journal.org, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then you find your book, and you find all your writings there at City Journal, and then find your book wherever books are sold. All right, so check that out. Nicole, so let's fast forward to November 7th, 2012. It's the day after the election, and we have a new president elected. We know who the president's going to be now for the next 4 years. And you get a phone call, and the next president says, Nicole, I've been reading your stuff, and I want to change things. I want to fix this. I want to secure capitalism. I want to save it. I want you to come down and help me do that. What would you do? Would you go down there and help him? And if you did, what would you say?
Sure, I'm happy to go down and help. And I would say, first, you have to get the government out of parts of the economy that it doesn't belong in.
Which parts?
No more. Well, no more too big to fail for the financial industry. No more support of the housing
market. So basically, have a speech and say, if you're a private corporation, you better get your ducks in a row, because if you fail, the government will let you fail.
Yeah, I think that's important. You know, you hear Mitt Romney, and he keeps obfuscating on whether he would bail out large financial institutions. He needs to go out there and say that he'll use his experience on Wall Street to make sure that these firms are subject to market discipline.
Mm-hmm.
So far, he hasn't said that, and people want him to say
that.
Well,
he did say, and he was on record back then saying that he would not have bailed out General Motors, for example.
Yeah, he needs to make a difference. You know, Santorum keeps saying you bail out the financial industry, but you don't want to bail out the auto industry.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
It's true.
Okay.
Why bail out one and not the other? So
there
needs to be much more clear about that. And then I would say, you'll get the government out of the housing industry. Fannie and Freddie should be liquidated. Fannie and Freddie should take losses if they have to.
And just basically go away, wipe them off the map?
And the same thing with, you know, then people say, oh, but what about other government guarantee agencies, the Federal Housing Agency, for example, they're guaranteeing 40% of mortgages right now.
Right.
These are not mortgages for poor minorities. These are mortgages for middle-class people, no perceived special interest. And these are the people getting a special deal. If you want to do the right thing, you have to anger core parts of the American electorate.
Mm-hmm.
That's why nobody does it. They're not doing this for minorities.
Right.
They're doing it for the main middle-class constituencies.
Mm-hmm.
You've got 40% of the mortgages. You people are buying houses with only a 3% down payment. That's not right. They should have to save up 20% if it takes you 5 years, 10 years. If you've got to live with your parents, you've got to rent an apartment. That's just life. Nobody should have a government-guaranteed mortgage. These things can help reorder the economy so we're not so dependent on housing, on construction. We can do more manufacturing, more high-end services, more of what the market would have us do, not what the government would have us do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those things would make a big difference and also mean we're less in debt.
And, all right, I'll keep going. You're doing good so far. Now, of course, the president can't do this unilaterally. Congress has got to go along with that, with this, and there's the rub, right?
Oh, sure. And if you look at the Republicans in the House, how often do you hear them talk about Fannie and Freddie? They don't want house prices to go down, and that's what we need to have. you hear Mitt Romney saying, I will reverse this housing decline. Mm-hmm. We don't need to reverse the housing decline. House prices should never have been as high as they were.
Right.
They needed to go down, and they probably, I think they're close to hitting bottom in a lot of the country, but they probably still need to go down.
Another thing that if you called me and said, Jim, I'm going to Washington, what else do I need to talk about? I would say make significant changes, if not abolish Sarbanes-Oxley, and make significant changes to the Barney Frank Chris Dodd bill. Those are impressive.
Sarbanes-Oxley, it never did what it was supposed to do. Back when they enacted it, mm-hmm. Oxley said this will prevent future companies from blowing up and surprising us. Well, obviously that didn't happen.
What it's done is prevented a lot of companies from getting off the ground at all. Nicole, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim. Likewise.
Nicole Galinas, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.